I wish Brian Eno was my boyfriend. If Brian Eno was my boyfriend, I would get up at 5:30 every morning to make sure his breakfast was ready. Brian Eno would come trotting into the kitchen and say, "Hey, what's for breakfast?" And I would say, "You silly, it's a mushroom omelet and coffee, same as every morning." And then Brian Eno and I would laugh and laugh. Later, we would take a walk in the park and sit in the shade of the trees down by the duck pond so we could feed the birds. Brian Eno would get out the reel-to-reel tape recorder he carries with him at all times in a backpack so he could record the duck quacks to use in a later composition. Then we would go home and have lunch. Something light. Tomato soup and toast, because Brian Eno and I are watching our weight. After lunch, while Brian Eno took a nap on the couch, I would sneak into his music room and finger his synthesizers. He would hear the sound and run in and slap my hand away and say, "You fool, you've just destroyed 2 years worth of work." I would apologize, but Brian Eno would say, "That's okay, I didn't really like it anyway." And then Brian Eno and I would laugh and laugh. I would spend the afternoon rubbing lotion into Brian Eno's bald head to keep his scalp nice and moist, just the way I like it. After that, Brian Eno would make me dinner, although he's not much of a cook. I would say I liked it, even though I didn't. And Brian Eno would say, "I know you don't like my cooking. No one's forcing you to eat it." At the end of the day, Brian Eno and I would climb into bed together, and he would tell me stories about his time spent in Berlin. Finally, I would fall asleep with a smile on my face, knowing that Brian Eno and I had made each other's lives just a little bit better.